There are few living theater directors who can convince audiences to stay up all night in an abandoned quarry to watch the staging of a Sanskrit poem. But 30 years ago, director Peter Brook did just that. He put on what came to be known as one of the great theater events of the 20th century, the Mahabharata. There were 24 actors. The stage was covered in dirt. Jets of flame erupted from it, or simulated rain turned it to mud. It was 9 hours long, and it was epic. Now Peter Brook is back with another installment of the same poem, but this time he's thinking small. Jeff London reports.
Peter Brook started working to bring the Mahabharata to the stage towards the end of the Vietnam War. Now there's a civil war in Syria with no end in sight. So the 91-year-old director decided it was time to re-explore a part of the poem. It starts after a catastrophic war, and the play is called Battlefield.
We wanted to concentrate on one thing only, which is not all the causes that lead to a war, not all the horrors of a great massacre, but what is the position of the great leader who realizes that he has done what he set out to do. He has won.
Victory and defeat, battlefield covered by endless heaps of corpses, golden breastplates and jewels of the heroes glitter in the sun.
The winner is Yudhishthira, a prince who's about to become king. After the battle, he's overwhelmed by guilt. He wants to retreat into the forest to live a life of penance, but Peter Brook says,
you have to live to the responsibility of the person who's won, which is even greater than the responsibility of the person who's lost.
So the prince seeks advice from a deity.
The other war, where will it take place? On a battlefield or in my heart?
And Krishna answers,
I don't see a real difference. The earth will need you. She will enjoy your victory. She will need you to wake up again, to recover her beauty, her calm, her harmony.
Battlefield looks at death and destiny, the cyclical nature of war and peace, epic ideas, but it does it with just four actors, some different colored shawls, a few sticks, and a drummer.
We're doing it with a tiny group who are collectively one storyteller, and that makes it possible to do what a storyteller can do, which is both open up an infinitely large cosmos, which a storyteller can do with one word, with one look, with one finger, and something about the human problems which the storyteller can find within him or herself.
The show's drummer, Toshi Tsuchitori, tells the story as much as the actors. He sits at the side of the stage, punctuating the observations about war with drumbeats that can be ferocious, or underscoring a parable about destiny with delicacy. He says every performance of Battlefield is different. He improvises based on where the show plays. It's toured all over the world. And the feeling in the room.
Every day I work with actors, one of us. Preparation. That is my compose.
The play is only about an hour, but Peter Brook says it's stuffed with many parables from the Mahabharata.
The most extraordinary, powerful, passionate, and great ideas about truth, about life, about death, to make this instantly available to us through a story which is touching, comic, human.
And those are just the kind of stories Peter Brook has been telling audiences for over 70 years. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.